Well, next meeting.
Sheriff Cullen, for the record, this investigation's done. It's been, this application came in over a year and a half ago, the original one. So this thing's done, and we're ready for to move forward.
Wonderful.
Whatever we need, so.
All right, thank you, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the sheriff?
I have no questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
And this is just an application for an on-sale license, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading for on-sale liquor license. The applicant is Demetrio Gonzalez Trujillo. The business is Jehovah's Mi Pastor, 727 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434.
Second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff.
The sheriff's part of this board, is he not?
Yep.
So you get the vote too.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, good. Thank you. On to item number 30, this discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible action on special application for off-street liquor license for Lucky's Casino and 19 Fuel Stop at 400 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434. Sheriff?
This investigation is still going on. Everything's been turned in from them, and as far as I know, the building is still under construction, so we're still investigating this, but
it's okay. Good. Fair enough. This is going in basically on that empty lot. It'll be the first thing you see on the right-hand side when you come in?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the sheriff?
No questions. Thank you, Sheriff.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
My only question is just procedural. I know, I think we dealt with this with a previous item here in town. Is this, once we pass this, is this all that's needed from us to go ahead and extend that liquor license, or is there a first and second reading that comes after this, because I know this is kind of a special situation because it's off of C Street?
I don't know.
You recall the winery issue that we dealt with a few months back? I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe that this is the only item that, I don't know, I could be wrong.
We will have a thorough answer to you by the next meeting. Is that going to be sufficient?
Was that? I will have an answer by the next meeting.
Yes, I could ask
you a point. I think she would know that. Yeah, you can ask. As far as I know, it's like you mentioned, the wine issue, the wine business.
Yeah, well, I think, and Les, Sheriff, if you think there's any indication that this would create a hardship for the applicant, to continue to the next meeting, that's what I prefer to do, just to make sure we're clear on if that's the final say-so or if it's going to come back for a first and second reading as typically we would. Because if I remember correctly, the issue with this is if it's off C Street, it's up to us to decide whether it creates a nuisance. That's kind of the first issue that we're dealing with. But I don't recall if there's further regulatory approvals needed or if that's it. If we say yes, then it's through and we're done. Is this just saying they're allowed to apply for a liquor license? Is that basically what we're considering here? Let's continue to the next meeting.
I'm not familiar with the liquor license process, so I really can't respond to that.
Very good. Yeah.
We'll just continue it.
Very good. Then this is Commissioner Mitchell. I'll make a motion to continue this item to our next regularly scheduled meeting, which will be the...
it's July 18th.
18th of July here at the courthouse.
All right, there's a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right, motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. All right, moving on to item number 31, to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bring this to item number 32, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of interlocal agreement for management and administrative services between Story County and the Virginia City Tourism Commission. Linda Ritter.
Thank you. For the record, Linda Ritter, Linda Ritter Consulting. Just a brief history of this. You have a resolution right now that sets out the relationship between the VCTC, the Virginia City Tourism Commission, and the County Commission. During my serving as an interim tourism director, we realized that it needs to be expanded, a little more definition put around that relationship so everybody knew what their role is. So I'll briefly go over the provisions in this interlocal that's set before you. First of all, the interlocal was approved during the June VCTC meeting. The tourism under this agreement, the tourism director works at the pleasure of the tourism commission, and there has been some confusion. Is it a department head or where does it sit? But under the interlocal, it'll work for the pleasure of the tourism commission. The HR department would assist with recruitment, but all reviews, disciplinary actions would be taken by the Tourism Commission as it applies to the Tourism Director. County manager would work to include VCTC with liability insurance. We do also, under this, the VCTC is subject to all the risk management policies and procedures of the county. County comptroller provides financial administration services. That includes budget, although the VCTC does approve their own budget, payables and payroll, financial reporting, capital asset reporting, annual audits, and then VCTC funds are invested by the county treasurer. Human resources, all the employees of the VCTC are county employees and must comply with all county policies, rules, and regulations. HR does provide recruitment services where necessary for the VCTC. IT services, IT provides procurement and installation for the VCTC of all IT equipment, but all costs are, direct costs are borne by the VCTC. All IT policies and procedures are applicable, and one example I ran into when I was the interim was the need to maintain password security for all of the various apps and programs used by the VCTC. We really needed to tie those down. Facilities, the VCTC does use the Commissioner's Chamber, this courtroom, for their meetings, and the county provides maintenance and repair of VCT facilities, but the VCTC does pay for all the direct costs. In terms of public works, there's coordination with the Public Works Department for any events or other visitors-related activities in Virginia City. The Service Department, all vehicles, any vehicle purchased by the VCTC must first be approved by the Service Department to ensure that they can provide the appropriate maintenance of that. And again, VCTC pays for the direct costs. The district attorney is included in this agreement, and they may provide legal services in terms of open meeting law, reviewing contracts, providing legal opinions, and the VCTC may obtain its own legal representation in matters that are not covered by its liability insurance coverages. As far as the responsibilities of VCTC, they oversee all tourism-related activities in the county, promotion, events, marketing, and visitor services. They must comply with all county policies in regards to finance, human resources, risk management, information technology, and really all those areas where the county does provide services. Moving on to county-owned facilities, the depots, the VCTC does book and manage those facilities, but the county does provide maintenance services where needed for the facilities themselves, the grounds, and the adjacent parking lots. That's the Gold Hill Depot and the Virginia City Freight Depot. Piper's Opera House, we have it stated in the agreement that both parties would like to see Piper's eventually managed by a nonprofit organization best suited to program that facility because it goes beyond just a depot where you'd have events, but there's some, as a theater, it has some other possibilities. But until that time, VCTC will book, manage, and program the facility, and the county will maintain the facility. This interlocal, it has a 5-year term beginning July 1st. It can be renewed for additional 5-year terms, but it can be amended as time goes by. As we, you know, the relationship goes forward, you might find some places where it needs to be amended. It'd come back to both parties for that. And that's it. I'd be happy to take any questions.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding what Linda's discussed?
No questions.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything?
I had just a couple questions. The first one is I noticed that there was a 60-day unilateral termination clause, mm-hmm. and I was just wondering what the thought process was that versus mutual agreement on a termination.
It was, and again, I'll have to go back to, we worked that out about a year ago when we were looking at this. It just gives assurance to either party that they can get out of it, because the VCTC is a separate entity. You appoint the members of that commission, and which, by the way, they have 2-year, and it's in the agreement, 2-year appointments, and the VCTC will be coming back to establish which commissioners have which terms, because that's kind of slid by, so we want to get that rectified. But it's just to make sure that either party can get out of this agreement. You're not locked in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then this may be kind of inside baseball, but I've been thinking about there's some efforts in town to form a chamber of commerce, mm-hmm. and I imagine that if they were looking for funding, grant funding, they could roll into the 501c3 grant program that we have for other nonprofits through the county. I'm wondering, that being said, it seems like potentially the sources of funding that fund the VCTC might be more appropriate as a way to fund a Chamber of Commerce, and wondering if there should be consideration for some sort of a parallel program, maybe using the same structure or even the county staff that does that program through the VCTC, or if that's something that would just roll into what's happening on the county.
Now, all of the funds that fund the VCTC are under the jurisdiction of that commission. Mm-hmm. They collect the room taxes, and it's under the way the transient lodging taxes are set up in statute. It's for the Fair and Recreation Board to do that. Mm-hmm. Should they choose to grant funds to the chamber, they could do that. And I'm not aware, as far as your nonprofit funding, a Chamber of Commerce is not necessarily a 501c3. I believe it's a different designation, so I'm not sure what your qualifications are for that. But certainly, I know in speaking with Todd and everybody at the VCTC, they're looking forward to working with any chamber, because it'd make their job a lot easier having a uniform group, a unified group of businesses to work with. So, okay. Did you have anything?
Did you have something to add, Austin?
I don't have anything to add if you feel that answer is sufficient.
No, that's fine. I did notice that there was something in NRS about actually an interaction or funding mechanism between a Fair and Rec Board and Chamber of Commerce. Of course, it referenced Chambers of Commerce for a city specifically, and so that's kind of a different situation than what we have. I just wanted to kind of be thinking about where that should fall, if it's more appropriate for it to since their work is very similar to the Tourism Commission, for it to fall through there, then there should be some conversation about that. If not, it's easy enough for us to roll it in to ours if it is a 501c3, and I thought they were organized under that. I know it's not typical.
Yeah,
I thought that was how they had to organize themselves.
I believe, I think that what's on the agenda today is very specific to an interlocal agreement with the Virginia City Tourism Commission. I'd be happy to have a conversation on the side with you if there's something else you're looking at exploring upon, and then we can always agendize something in a future meeting that pertains more to this territory.
Yeah, I understand. And the reason I bring it up is because we are clarifying that we're empowering this board to really run that organization. And once we do that, we're basically handing them the keys to the kingdom, if you will. And so if there's something that is still in between those two, I feel like this is the right document that would regulate that. But maybe I'm wrong.
I would add to that, Austin Osborne, for the record on all this, by the way. This is a interlocal agreement. It's probably the fifth or sixth one that has existed between us and this organization. It can be amended periodically in the future to address this and other needs that this board may, or the VCTC board may, want to bring up.
Very good. My last comment, Chairman, is just that while it's not within the scope of this document, you know, additional responsibilities are being spelled out clearly for the board of the VCTC. And I don't know if compensation for that board is something that's internal to them or something that rolls back to us, but that's a conversation I'd like to have in the future.
All right. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, give me just a second to get back to
that. Sure.
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the interlocal agreement for management and administrative services between Story County and the Virginia City Tourism Commission.
A second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Moving on to item number 33, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of approximately one-year license agreement between Story County and the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources Office of Historic Preservation on behalf of the Comstock Historic District Commission for use of approximately 150 square feet of temporary space within the Story County Courthouse Slammer Museum or Piper's Opera House for use as a temporary office for an amount of $0 but with certain costs reimbursed, located at the Story County Courthouse, 26 South B Street, or Piper's Opera House, located at 12 North B Street, Virginia City, Nevada. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Pretty simple here. A truck had run into the electrical system down at the Comstock Historic District office. That building will be out of commission for up to a year because of the extensive damage done to it. The director of the Comstock Historic District would like to use a county facility either in the courtroom or the courthouse or over at Piper's Opera House for the purpose of at least providing public service up here in Virginia City and Gold Hill for people who need permitting during that period of time. I worked with the district attorney's office in writing up a interlocal agreement between the state and the county to provide for the service. It's pretty explanatory in the document what the terms of that would be, and we're asking for this board to approve this, and it would end either in a year or at such time that the district moves back to its original office.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
No comments, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I do not either, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to sign an approximately one-year license agreement between Story County and the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources Office of Historic Preservation on behalf of the Comstock Historic District Commission for use of approximately 150 square feet of temporary space within the county Story County Courthouse Slammer Museum or other county-owned facility in Virginia City for use as a temporary office for an amount of $0, but with certain cost reimbursements, located at the Story County Courthouse, 26 South B Street, or Piper's Opera House, 12 North B Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 34, this is discussion for possible action. To sign an estoppel certificate in favor of Tiger Finance LLC for the benefit of Nanotech Energy Incorporated for the purpose of inducing Tiger Finance to issue a loan to Nanotech Energy. Bless you.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office, for the record. So Tiger Finance is asking the county to make some representations to Tiger Finance regarding the application of the development agreement so that they will issue a loan to Nanotech Energy, Inc. It's a fairly common document in business things where we're asking for loans, where somebody is asking for a loan. And I've made some amendments to the estoppel certificate to reflect the fact that there have been some amendments to the development agreement, but to our knowledge, the Nanotech is in compliance with the requirements of the development agreement this time. So it's basically just to make representations. I've reviewed the representations. There's nothing that is out of line there. There's nothing that really commits the county to do anything other than make the representations. It doesn't cost the county any money. It doesn't require us to do anything other than sign the estoppel certificate. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
All right. Thank you very much, Keith. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Keith?
No questions or comments. Thank you, Keith.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I don't have any questions. I looked it over and thought that, it's a very reasonable way for us to continue to support our corporate citizens and in trying to help them develop their businesses here, and so I'm happy to support.
All right. Thank you, Vice Chairman. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the execution of the estoppel certificate in favor of Tiger Finance LLC for the benefit of Nanotech Energy, Inc.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 35, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of business license second readings.
Yes? Yes, please.
Okay. We need to call a recess for a couple minutes.